There's a very, very detailed article about Pope Francis over at libertysentinel.org, one of my favorite sites, run by Alex Newman, a super, super sharp, wicked smart dude. But this article actually wasn't written by him. It was written by Frank DeVerona, who's been there and done that. Pretty much everything. The guy's met 5 presidents. He invaded Cuba when he was 17. He's just done a whole lot of stuff. But he's going after the Pope in this one. Article's titled, Pope Francis is a Marxist and a Globalist of the New World Order. Now, chances are, if you're in my audience, you fall into one of two camps. Either you're very well aware of this, it's nothing new to you, or you're like, dang it, don't ever say anything bad about Pope Francis. Or, you know, you anti-Catholic. Look, I'm not anti-Catholic, okay? I am definitely anti-Pope Francis. I think the guy is a Marxist. He is definitely a globalist. His teachings are 7 out of 10 are anti, pardon me, anti-biblical. So I'm not going to, if you support him, I'm not going to hold that against you if you're a Catholic, because I understand that it can be challenging for people to overcome their biases, especially when it comes to faith. We don't want our leaders, especially somebody like Pope Francis, who, according to the Catholic faith is essentially chosen by God to lead the church. You don't want to think that, oh, this guy is part of the New World Order, except he is. He is definitely a globalist. Now, the article that I'm going to refer to is huge. I could read it for an hour. I don't think I would get through it as slow as I read, but it's a long one. I want to go straight to the conclusions here, and this is the important part. This part is actually relatively short. According to, and again, the article's titled, Pope Francis is a Marxist and a Globalist of the New World Order, by Frank DeVerona over at libertysentinel.org. The Pontiff's attacks on those who worship the, quote, God of money, or the idolatry of money, shows the Pope's ignorance about free markets, having lived his entire life in Argentina, a country that has never implemented capitalism properly. The savage capitalist system, as he calls it, or an economy that kills, and idolatry of money that the Pope constantly condemns, is the only solution to end poverty and hunger in the world. Capitalism, when properly implemented, has brought millions of people out of poverty. Socialism and communism, that the Pope supports, not only have brought the killing of millions, but also hunger, misery, and increased poverty. There are an increasing number of critics in Wall Street, the Tea Party, conservative media, and religious figures who have slammed Pope Francis as a poorly camouflaged Marxist. There are many disaffected U.S. bishops, priests, and parishioners who complain that the Pope has not given them enough support against the Biden regime over infanticide, abortion, gender ideology, and gay marriage. Many Catholics in the United States and around the world are not aware that the Vatican has been infiltrated by communists. However, despite the cover-up by many cardinals, bishops, and priests in the United States and other countries of the world, the truth will eventually come to light. Pope Francis is undermining the Catholic doctrine and will create a split in the Catholic Church among the anti-communist favoring free market economics. We should all pray to God that the communists are expelled from the Holy See. Pope Paul VI once said, and this is a quote, "The smoke of Satan has entered through some crack in the temple of God. We need to pray to God that the devil's smoke of Marxism is forever expelled from the Holy See." And obviously, that would be a good thing. The reason that generally speaking, I talk about my faith, of course, as an evangelical Christian, a Bible-believing Christian, but I don't usually talk about Catholics or Mormons or Muslims or Hindus. I don't talk about their faith in particular, but Pope Francis is beyond just a religious leader. He is one of the most powerful men in the world. His influence stretches far beyond just his visitations or his prayers or his condemnation of things that are right or his embracing of things that are wrong. He's not just a spiritual leader. He also, as Pope, as leader of the Vatican Church, he has influence through extremely, extremely massive financial systems, not to mention the things that we don't even know about. I know there's a lot of conspiracy theories as it pertains to the Catholic Church and the Pope and all this other stuff. There's also those who engage in biblical conspiracy theories about how the church, the Catholic Church might, or not the Catholic Church per se. I'm not talking about the Catholics. I'm talking about the Vatican in general may be alluded to in negative ways in Bible prophecy. I'm not going to comment on that, but it is important, especially as we go through Davos week. Okay, we go through the World Economic Forum and the gathering of Bond villains in Davos. It's important to know that they are accelerating their plans, and amongst their plans is the use of the Catholic Church through Pope Francis to advance their neo-Marxist goals, to establish the Great Reset, to push forward the Fourth Industrial Revolution, to make sure that you own nothing. And you won't be happy, but they'll still pretend like they're happy about you not owning anything. They're going to own it all. When you have a pope like Pope Francis, and there's a difference between, because I do agree that the love of money is the root of all evils. That's what the Bible tells us. But when he talks about, basically capitalism being evil, capitalism in its purest form is not evil. Okay. Capitalism, when practiced properly, is not evil. It is not designed to engage people deeper or further into the love of money. What capitalism can and should do is allow people the ability to take their God-given talents, their God-given resources, and use those to advance their lives. And we should all, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, you should look at this as, capitalism enables us, gives us the opportunity in many ways to be able to spread the gospel. For example, you'll notice that in Marxist, socialist, communist countries, the ability of the people and the churches to spread the gospel is greatly curtailed, often eliminated, and can get people into big trouble, including getting them jailed or even killed. So no, I'm not going to sit back and say, he's just the spiritual leader. He's not influential. No, he is. Is he part of the New World Order? The liberal world order? This cabal, the powers and principalities? I would say yes. I would say that he almost certainly is. And if they are able to succeed, I would always recommend, make sure you go to jdrucker.com/prepare and get ready just in case their plans do advance much further.